Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Daf 138, Samach Tesem Abayz, at the bottom, by Simon Rish Shadi Dalav, Dini Habdallah Batzvila, the Halacha of Habdallah, that's in Shmoyin Esau, but he sees him in this five paragraphs, Sif Alf. Says Mechaba, Oim Habdallah B'chein Ados, we say the separation of Shabbos to the weekday by the Bracha B'chein Ados, from Tabla Hibdal, somebody made a mistake, he did not make Habdallah, Mashim Tzulasai, he completes his Tzvila, as he continues to Daf Ayin, Bein Chayzim, and it doesn't go back. Because anyways, he has to make Abdullah on the cup of wine. Now, if he tasted something before he made Abdullah on the cup, then he actually has to go back now, make Abdullah in his Shemayin Eser. Says Mishabur Siv Katan Alf. I'm Abdullah, we see Abdullah by the Baruch of Chayna Das. Now, even if it happens to be, he didn't have Ma'ariv yet, and then he heard Abdullah on a cup of wine already. Still he has to make Abdullah also in his Shemayin Eser. The Ika mitzvah Abdullah, the rest of the Rabban, if the primary mitzvah Abdullah is there, biblical or rabbinic, I mean, Mashmash, but come on, Reish Tim and Reish Tadigbab. We explained that in the beginning of Reish Tadigbab. Simkat and days, Bukhinad does. Now, Kabob and Bracha Zu, why did they make Abdullah in this Bracha? Because you're not allowed to go and ask for your request before Abdullah, and the Bracha of Atuchin is the first of the Brachas of making requests. Shar Tzin Ois Beis brings, that's from the Mogen Avraham in the name of the Yerushalmi. And he says there's another reason brought in the Gemara, because it's the bracha of Chachma, which is Das, to recognize this differentiation between what's holy and profane. So therefore they made in the bracha of Chachma, which is that of discerning, of understanding the differentiation, which is what Havdalah is. Says Mishra further, he says, Minik Pasha Loim Atochein Mechulu, the common custom is to say Atochein until Adla Enesh Bina, Ba'akach and then to say Atochein Atochein Mechulu, which is the bracha of Havdalah, and Bechanein Me'itcha Mechulu, that's the way it's said. Now, if your person started only from Atochein Tana onwards, so Yatzis is filled the obligation. The Sharatzina Eskimo says, look at this, that some said, like at Chila, it's actually appropriate to do like this. But the Evid, according to everyone, there is at least somewhat of the Bracha, therefore you're going to be Yatzin. Says Mishmur further, he says, if someone forgot to daven, so Mispal Shachar's time, he daven two Tzvilas by Shachas. Now you don't mention Atochein Tana, Leib Rishon, Leib Shnei, not by the first one, not by the second one. Now, when do we say this? Kishu Kvar Hibdol Me'et Ba'al Kais. We read Me'et Havdolah yesterday by the cup, and which Shar Tzino Yisdalad says, look at Be'al Locha, and the Maskel Emrim, where he discusses this. But says the Mishmur, he says, Avolam Lo Hibdol Klal, but if someone did not make Havdolah at all on Matzah Shabbos, Yeshla B'dayin Chiv Mitzah Havdolah, where he still has the obligation of making Havdolah, then Yashka Atochein Tana, B'Shachis B'Tfil Shnei. Then they should mention Atochein Tana by Shachris, by the second tefillah that is making Shilah Shlomo, which is to make up the Ma'ariv that he missed, which and then in the Ma'ariv you're supposed to say Atochein Tana. V'achkach tzorich lav l'gam gam l'kos, and then after it, subsequently, you have to make Abdullah also on the cup, k'lik amon simen reish adik tes, siv vav. Siv katan gimel. So if someone missed it, he skipped Atochein Tana, v'in the chayz, it does not go back. They b'chulu because he has to make Abdullah on the kais anyway. Hani, that is like a chila initially, mitzvah habdil, the mitzvah is to make Abdullah ben the chila ben the kais, whether by davening, whether on the cup. But the here, after the fact, tzemech atzmai al mashi abdullah chakach al kais, he realized, okay, that he's going to make Abdullah anyways on the cup. Kamakam, however, asli is atrim malacha, but still, since he didn't make Abdullah yet, he is forbidden to do malacha, even though he doesn't marry, but she have to be kais, so that makes Abdullah on the cup. Oishi makapon, which everyone knows, you have to at least say the words hamav b'kedz l'chayil, that who separates between the holy and profane, the commercial custom, save simri salik tes, which that also allows you to do malacha. Sivkat and Daud. Now we said, if you skipped Atochein Tana, we said, you don't have to daven over again because you make Abdullah on the Christ. But if you went and you ate something before Abdullah, then you have to actually go back and daven over also. Now, if Avakav the Kaim Allah Mesem Rishad Desavhei, although later on Rishad Des, we hold him Tov Ochel Kaim Abdullah, if someone made a mistake to eat before Abdullah, Yochel Havlachach, he could still make Abdullah after that. However, Khan over here, the Tov Gamet Tfilah, we made a mistake also by Tfilah. Consequently, we penalize him and talk last last battle. Have to Matfilah has to go back and daven over again. Make Abdullah in his Shemayin Esrei. Siv Beis. Tov Lehivdul Matfilah. Some made a mistake. He did not make Abdullah in his Shemayin Esrei. But in the case Balayla, and he also does not have a cup to make Abdullah on that night. The Soiver, he thinks that even tomorrow he's not going to have a cup. So last last battle in his head. Then in that case he has to go back and daven over again. Says Mishpura Siv Katan. Hey. Besides, he thinks Abla Macha B'chul that even tomorrow, because the imitz Abashi Loi Lamacha, if he doesn't anticipate that tomorrow he'll have a cup, Yochalis Machal says he could rely on that She Yavdul Lamacha Lakeis that he will make Havdalah tomorrow on the cup. Ukli Kamon Reish Sadik Tes Zibav Beitzog Lachzah Hatvil, and then in that case he would not have to daven over again. But in the case if he anticipates that even tomorrow he won't have, Simchan Vav Tzach Lazas Bali has to go daven over again. Hainu, that is. What does it mean, daven over again? Kesha Karaglov, if he already took three steps back. Or he finishes Shemayin Esrei, and that is in Rogel Lema Tachanunim Achat Tvilas, he doesn't usually say any supplication as to his Tvila, so even though he didn't take steps back, but the Dina Gamki Karaglov, that's like as if he took steps back. Like we said in Simchan Yer Zayin, of hey, I had Shem, look over there. So Chayzel Reish, you got to go start over again from the beginning. Now, Vim Loisim Adain Tvilas, if he didn't yet finish Shemayin Esrei, then Chayzel Bechaz Adachin, he just goes back to Brachavat Achainin. Me, however, if he recalls before Shemayat Tvila, then Layakzid, then don't go back. Say Havdalah over there in Shemayat Tvila. Because the Shemayat Tvila, when you make Havdalah in Shemayat Esse, I'm Abinu Makino, Hochalinim Hulu, to Bakasha, which request, of me in Shemayat Tvila, it is similar to the Bakasha Shemayat Tvila, the Hukal Kal Bakasha, which includes all the requests, and then you can say it over there. Me, however, Miyeshli Kais, if he has a cup, Yismachala Kais, then he should rely on the cup, but lo Yemen, Shemayat Tvila, if you skip out the Havdalah, then don't say it by Shemayat Tvila. Even the Kachu Shavach Kedel Maisa primary, it is a praise. But Shach Kol Kachu Shemayat Tvila really does not really apply so much to Shemayat Tvila. Says the Magid Rambam and other Chayim. There, then don't say it. But when you have to, then you could over there. Siv Gimel Tisha B'Av Chalis Bechel B'Shabbos Tisha B'Av. That's on the Sunday. Tov Lahiv Lubat Tvila. If someone was saying did not make Abdullah by Ma'ariv, in the Tzar Glasses B'Av does not have to go and daven over again. He's not making Abdullah tonight or tomorrow. But since you can make up the all on the cob, matzah tishbab, that's also enough. Sif Daud. But Malkim Sha'amru, and the place that they said, Sha'in Chizla Spaw, that you don't have to go back and daven over again. Miyod Kishasim HaBracha, right away when you finish the bracha, in Lach, so you don't go back. Even if you're mamash right after Chaynin Hadas, you didn't start the next bracha, Hashavenu, doesn't make a difference. You don't say it. Siv Katan Zayin says Mishpur Kishsima Bracha. When you finish the bracha, I knew that is Shehiska Hashem Shal Sima Bracha. You said the name of the Sima Bracha. The Bezem Mikri Kil Kvasim. That's as if you already finished. Meaning you just say Bracha to Hashem. Say that Chayin already. That is enough of a reason not to go ahead and go back. Siv Hey, the Malkum Shalom Rishen Chayz in the place that they said that you don't have to daven over again. Yeah, Mrotzlach, but that's my. If he wants to be stringent on himself, locks it to daven over again. Im sim tvilasa, if he already finishes his tvila rasha, he's allowed to. Avalim adayin le sim tvilasa, but if he didn't yet finish, in your shalach, he can't, in the middle of Shemayah Esa, go back and daven over again. Because says Mishpura Sebkat and Ches, if you finish tvila and you want to daven over again another time, rasha, you're allowed to, because betrayas nadaba. It's like, okay, you're allowed to make, it's not ideal, but you're allowed to go ahead and donate a tvila and say another Shemayah Esa. Bayin le'el b'saif, Simikov Zayin, the Inlas Baladaba, one should not daven an additional Tvila, Illa Mishamakar Asmai, Zariz, Vizahar, Vishichav, and only someone recognized by himself that he's diligent and he's careful and he's focused. Simikov Test, but if he's a Milishman, which Allah, if you have to go back, would require you to go back, and here they don't, then the Inner Shah, you're not allowed to keep an Inner Shah, because since you don't have to go back, have a Hefsik, it's interruption, says the Torah, to just go in the middle and say over words that you already said before. The Be'a Lacha, the Ramaskal Aimim Havdallah Bukhain Hadas. That we say Havdallah in the Bracha Bukhain Hadas. It's a look at Mishpur Sibkat Mez, what we wrote regarding if someone forgotten, did not Nadav Meir. And the reason regarding this is because if you look at the Radvaz, you'll see that he holds that in all situations, you don't have to mention Atacha Natanu by Shachris when you skip Meiriv. Magimram holds that in all situations, you have to mention it. That is by the second Tvila, which is the makeup Tvila, like the Taisha Shabbat Supreme. But God may explain that it's according to the Pirish of Gornim Kivege. That it's by the first Tfila, well, that's difficult. Then why did they say in the Gemara that if you made a mistake, you don't make Abdullah by Tfila, you don't go back because you can say it afterwards on the Kais, which sounds like you're Yoytzu with that, but why? You should say it also by Tfila Shachas, because Ikatakana was by Tfila, like the question of the Magad Avraham. And moreover, why is the Shulchan Aruch right in Seb Beis that if he hold that even tomorrow, if he thinks that even tomorrow he's not going to have a cup, he has to go back and daven, but why? But he can become the Mitzvah Abdullah by his Tfila Shachas, because Ikatakanta it was by Tfila, and it's better than the Kais. So obviously, the Ikka Avdala was instituted by the Tvila of Ma'ariv and not by Shachas. And although that before they instituted to make Avdala on the Kais, like it's brought in the Gemara, the halacha was that if you did not make Avdala on Shabbos by Tvila, or you did not daven Ma'ariv at all, then you would have to obviously make Avdala by Shachas. But after that, they instituted that you make Avdala on the cup, then it's not Shaykh, the shame of Avdala by Tvila Shachas at all. It's just that the Svar of the Magen Avraham is that since he's davening Shachas a second time because of Ma'ariv, then it has the halacha of Ma'ariv, and then you would have to mention Avdala over there. He says, look at the Eli Rabbah that remains with Tzarchin, if like the Radvaz or like the Magad Ram. The question of the Magad Ram that he asked in the Radvaz is not a question. If you look at the Radvaz himself, like it's already brought up in the Bericha Yosef, and the truth is, he did not have in front of him the Sefer Radbaz, only what the Olah Shabbos quotes him in the bridge. And therefore it seems, says the Be'er Halacha, Ani is da'iti to my humble understanding, to be machriya, like I wrote, that if he did not make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos at all, that there is still on him the Etzim Chiyiv, like the Rosh writes in Perek Mishmeser regarding an Oinen, we'll go over there very well. You should mention it now in Tefillah, that is by the second Tefillah. He said, like I proved from the words of Shulchan Aruch, but the first Tefillah, you don't mention at all. But if you already made Havdalah at night on the Kodesh, we already was Yetzi the Etzim HaMitzvah, then it's not kedai to mention it now by Tefillah, because maybe it was not instituted the Hashlama for something that you could be Yetzi from some other angle, like the Radvaz writes. And there in Maslam Tov, Hivdal, if somebody made a mistake, did not make Havdalah, so then he finishes his Tefillah and does not go back. Same thing is by Yom Tib, that falls on Matzah Shabbos. If he did not say Batoy Deyenu, he does not go back, because he mentions afterwards Havdalah on the Kais of Kiddush. Now, if someone then tasted something after Tefillah before he said the Kiddush of Yakdahaz, then again, same halacha, he would have to go back and to the beginning of Tefillah, like Matzah Shabbos, because you think because he ate before Kiddush, he's going to gain, says the Prima God. No, you ate before Havdalah. That would be a problem. And the Vimassalim Tom Kodim Shehivdal, that if someone ate something before he made Havdalah on the Kais, then he has to go back and daven over again. He says, look at Eli Rabban, that they bring in the name of the Rajba. That the same thing is, if someone made a Malacha then before Havdalah, that is, he did not say Hamavdal first. And Sefer Kovitz on the Rambam is Mefakman in this Halacha of the Rajba Lamaisa, and he brings him in the Pesach Chuba, look over there. That's because the Rambam does not bring this Halacha of the Tuna Shogun Aruch at all. It sounds like that it does not explain what the Gemara says, that if he makes Tov Bezo Bezo, made a mistake by this and that, like the way the Mefarshi Rashi and the Rashi, and also from Pirish Rashi, it sounds like that it does not explain like this. And also, Seba Zerui explains a different Pirish, look over there, that is, if he made a mistake in Havdalah itself, and therefore, regarding Malach HaKaponim, one should not be stringent with the Eved to go back and after Daven over again, because it's not explicitly mentioned in the Tamid Rebbe in the Rashi, and therefore, regarding that, you can rely on the Rambam. The Vemaschot Tzorch Lachzal Hav Betfilo, that if you tasted something before, we said you have to Daven over again, to make Havdalah there. And now it's possible that that's Dafka, if he did not make Havdalah yet on the cup, and he's coming to ask us, then the halach is to go back and make Havdalah in Tefillah, and then make Havdalah on the Kais. But if he didn't ask, like a lot of people wouldn't know this halacha, and made Havdalah on the Kais after he ate something, then he would not have to go back and make Havdalah in his Tefillah, because since Lamaisa, he was ready to submit Havdalah to the Prima God, there Chai Mesaisim, that there is no difference. So it seems to be a Machalik Zapaiskim, he's like, what to do in this situation if the guy already did make Havdalah? Do we still make him go back and daven? And the Masa B'Seiv Shaf Lamach Lo Yiloi, he thinks that even tomorrow he's not going to have a kais. Now, even according to the opinion of the Pesachim later on, Rish Tzadik Tzad said above that the Zman is B'Dieven until the end of Tuesday for Havdalah, he wouldn't rely on that, because that much we have to be concerned that maybe he's not going to have. Look at the Prisha and the Chedush of Kiveg, what they write. More regarding this, look at the Echem that he writes, that even if a person anticipates he's going to have a kais Sunday night, also is not effective. L'chayra, and Sif Gimel, we do rely on that. So maybe because over there, it's not possible to do it any earlier, but it's all considered like the time of Matzah Shabbos itself. Sounds like for this, it's only, if you don't anticipate the Sunday, then you would have to go and daven over again.
Some of the dirshus, dirshu number two, the reason why you have to make Havdalah before you tabei Yitzrachim, the truth is the Rashi writes in the name of the Yerushalmi in Masechet Brachos, just like it's forbidden to do your mundane activities before you do Havdalah, so it's forbidden to request them before Havdalah. Shulchan Aruch Rav explains the words of the Yerushalmi, that it's forbidden to ask your needs before Havdalah, just like it's forbidden on Shabbos itself to ask for your needs. And for this reason, if a person forgot to make Havdalah in Tefillah, B'chaim Kensi writes, it's possible that he should not add on bakashas that are not from the Nusach of the Tefillah, because it's still before Havdalah. Now, the understanding of the words of the Mishnah Berurah over here, that even after Shabbos is over, as long as you did not make Havdalah, you're not allowed to ask for your request. However, in Reish Tzadik Gimel, he writes that you don't say on Yom Tov that falls on Matzah Shabbos and Mizmah L'Kim Yechanein, because you don't say a Tchina on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is not the case for every single Shabbos. You could say this Mizmah when it gets dark. It sounds like that even if you did not make Havdalah, that this halacha would apply. So that would seem to be at odds. Dish number three, the reason that the Nusach of the Bracha starts from Atachainen and then you make Abdullah and then you request B'chanein Mi'itcha, the Bi'ar Gra explains that that's to Mekayim the two reasons that are brought in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion, that because of them Havdalah was made in Tefillah by this Bracha. The reason that it's made in the Bracha is HaChachma, you should open up first with Chachma and then make Abdullah. Because if there's no Chachma, that's Emein Das Abdullah Menayin, you can't be Ma'abdul between two different things. And for the reason that you not ask your request until you make Abdullah, so you have to first make Abdullah and then make a request. And therefore you start of Atachainen, which is Bracha HaChachma, and you don't make the request, however, part of a chenin mitra until you make Havdalah, according to the second reasoning that you should not make a bakasha until you make Havdalah. Dish number four, The Bialacha brought that the Ikka Abdullah was instituted by Meir and not by Shachar. So explain the words of Rabbi Kibbe that holds that you say Abdullah by the first tefillah of the Hashlama by Shachar. So Rabbi Chaim and Stenzels writes that Abdullah is not from the seed of tefillah of Meir and Matzah Shabbos, just that Chazal will misaken it by the first tefillah of the weekday, and it will be the first one in Shachar, not the second one, the Hashlama one. Shlomo Zalman brings a raya to the words of Rabbi Chaim. From the Yerushalmi that the Mishnah brings in Simchat and Beis, that with the Kaveh Abdol b'tfilah between the three brachas that are Shvach to the rest of the brachas that are Bakashas, so that you could be Mevakash on Yitzrochim. That's the case. It's clear that the halacha is that he has to make Abdullah already by the first tefillah, so that he could continue with the brachas, the Bakashas. Addition number five, we said if you didn't say Fatevi'enu Us, you don't go back. Now, even if he started only by Titlam Mishlam Lekeinu, the Matafarim writes that you don't have to be stringent on himself to go back and make Abdullah and Tefillah. And the Mishlam Zalman writes that even the Lachay would seem that Allah is like Atochan Natana, as long as you did not finish the end of the bracha, you should go back. That's the Brun Shachan Arach later on Sevdalat. However, why he calls Kfahar Zuk and the elder already ruled, that's the Matafarim, you don't have to be stringent and go back. Tuvash Shebelevi explains that since you already started by Titlam Hashem, if you're going to go back and say Batodian, you can lose a little bit the name of saying Hashem's name that you said. And since you could make Abdullah on the coast, you should not go back. And that is, he's not obligated to go back. But we don't rebuke a person if he did go back. Dish number six, if a person forgot to make Abdullah by Tefillah, and he also did not make Abdullah by Kiddush, and he tastes after that, the Kavach Haim writes that, yeah, he would have to go back and daven over again in the case when Yom Tov is on Matzah Shabbos. Dish number seven, if Matzah Shabbos on Chol HaMoed, he said Atoch HaNatano, and then he forgot to say Yal V'Yavet. So Chumash Eretz Tzvi writes that Loch is telling the Machlekes that it was brought in Sim Kof Ches. If you say that when you forget the Yal V'Yavet, it's considered like you didn't daven, so if that's the case, when you go back and daven, of course, you would have to say a second time, Osatoch HaNatano. Similarly, Reb Shlomo Zalman discussed a case regarding a person that may have Abdullah in Tefillah. He just forgot to say Talamot, and he's inclined that it's possible that when he goes back and davens over again, he does not have to go back and make Abdullah, since right away when he made Abdullah, it was already permitted for him to do Malach. It's not logical that after that he forgot Talamot, he goes back to his prohibition. Addition number eight. They point out in Sim Kof Ches Mishbura was Soisim that even if a person did not make Abdullah on the Kais, it does not make Abdullah not by the first tefillah, not by the second tefillah. Like the Magen Gibarim explains that they did not institute Tashlumin for something that has a takana, and since it has a takana, by making Abdullah on the Kais, you don't make Abdullah by the tefillah. Now, if someone was pater from Tfilas Meir from Matzah Shabbos, for example, he was an Einan, Chaz Shalom, that someone's relative passed away, or a woman, Shalom Zaman instructs that you don't have to make Abdullah on Sunday, since to go back and make Abdullah is only required if he had the halacha of Abdullah in Tfilas Matzah Shabbos and he forgot. But someone that's pater from Davening Meir does not have to make Abdullah by the Tfilah on Sunday. Dish number seven, Shatzin said, since Abdullah is Chachma, so he made it by Bircha of Chachma. A remiss for this, the Mishbura writes in Kof Tezvav that the word Bina is the Rosh HaTevis B'samim Yai Ner Havdalah, which is this idea of Havdalah. Dirsh number 12, we said if the person did taste, then you would have to go ahead and daven over again. With the shear of what's considered tasting, that you have to go daven over again. And Sefer told the Shmuel he's not sure what's the shear. And Shulchan Aruch Rabbi writes that even if he tasted something, you penalize him, he has to daven over again. On the other hand, Shubas or Letzien, Rabbi Tzina Bashaul writes that only if he ate a kezayis or drank revis, then we penalize him. Which, Kefir Nira, he didn't see the words of the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi. Dershu number 13, also if someone tasted before Ma'iriv, before davening Ma'ariv, and then he forgot to make Abdullah in the tefillah, Shulchan Shlomo writes that we penalize him to go ahead and daven over again. On the other hand, Tildavit remains with Tzorchin in that case, because it was actually before. Dish number 14, even if a person said Baruch HaMavim Kershachol before he tasted, however, it's brought in the Prima Gavna and his Sefer Reish Yosef, that you penalize him to go daven over again, because saying Baruch HaMavim does not affect anything to permit, but just to do Malacha. However, Shlomo Zalman is not sure about this, if it's effective, the saying of Baruch HaMavim, but if in middle of his tefillah, he made Abdullah with saying Baruch HaMavim, and did not say Atoch HaNatan, Shlomo Zalman holds that even if he does not have a choice to make Abdullah on, however, he does not go back and daven over again. If someone made Abdullah in tefillah by Baruch HaShemei tefillah, and he tasted before he made Abdullah in the choice, that there is rights, we don't penalize him. A woman that davened Meir on the Shabbos and she forgot to make Abdullah and she tasted before Abdullah ala Kais, the Torah Shabbos writes that she has to go daven over again. Because since women makabal on themselves like a chayv to say Abdullah by tefillah, Chaim Kanievsky writes that if she davened Meir, she really accepted upon herself the Abdullah with this tefillah, and it's possible she has to daven over again. But if she did not daven, we don't penalize her now to have to daven Meir and make Abdullah in it. If a person did not make Abdullah and tefillah on Tisha B'Av, she falls out of Matzah Shabbos and tasted before made Abdullah on the Kais on Matzah Tisha B'Av, Shem Zaman instructed that it's logical that after that they already davened many tefillahs without making Abdullah in them, there's no reason to daven over again to mention Abdullah in tefillah, but it remains with the Tzorachim. Addition number 15, that the Pesachet Shuvah brings this, that the pickbook in the halacha of the Rashba L'maisa. So Pesachet Shuvah explains that since that it should be permitted to do malacha, you can make abdullah without a bracha. So therefore, the halacha of abdullah but tefillah is not negay for the hatar asis malacha, but so that a person should be permitted to eat, then you need a bracha alakayis, and therefore, even if a person did not make abdullah by tefillah, we penalize him. Dish number 16. Also, if the person is not sure if he's going to have at that night or the following day a kodesh for Abdullah, the Makar B'chaim writes that he should not go ahead and daven over again. Meaning he was not sure. We said if he knows he's not going to have, then that's certain halacha. Dersh number 17, we said if a person recalls before Shemay Tefillah, should not go back. Say by Shemay Tefillah. Now, if a person recalls after he said the Hashem's name of the end of the bracha of Atochinen, so B'chaim Kesir writes that you should not say before the bracha of Hashiveinu, rather you should wait and to say it by the bracha Shmakaleinu. That sounds like in Kuf Yud Zayin. We're going to tell Mata. If you forgot to say it, since you could say it in the bracha Shmakaleinu, should not say it after the bracha of Berachas Hashanah. Additional number 18. If someone recalls after saying Hashem's name of bracha Shmei Tefillah, till David writes that he should end Lamdein Chukecha and say Atochen Atano, and that sounds like it's Kuf Yud Zayin. We're going to tell Mata. Additional number 19. To say after we said that Mishmaris and Sifkat and Zayin, that if you finish the bracha. So that since you don't have to go back in daven, you don't go back even though you did not start the next bracha. I mean, if you already mentioned Hashem's name at the end of the bracha, now to say after Hashem's name, Lamdein Chukecha, and should be considered as if he did not finish the bracha. The Hillel writes, you're not allowed to because you're not allowed to just say Lamdein Chukecha. Only situation that if you finish the bracha, you have to go back. But here, since you end up being Abdullah on the Kais, you don't have to go back as it's brought. And Simon Kuf Yudalad, the Shara Tzin Kuf Peches, that when you don't have to go back, you're not allowed to just end Lamdein Chukecha. And to say Atochen Atonu, after you finish the bracha, the Mishnah writes that you cannot say that.